Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got big news coming up. We have incredible footage of the illegal immigrant caravans making their way across the United States and now showing up by the hundreds at major bus stations, specifically in New York City, showing up dazed and confused, not even knowing what's going on, just implanted there, told they can get free crap, go to the Roosevelt Hotel, you're taken care of for 30 days, all on the taxpayer dime. But first, this special message from O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Heard something real interesting today, you know, with 99 or whatever percent of people dying or the unvaccinated from the new COVID stuff, and over 90% of hospitalizations, especially in Florida, are among the unvaccinated. A female doctor was on this morning. She made the best analogy I've heard. She said that being vaccinated is like wearing your seatbelt. That it doesn't guarantee you won't get in an accident, but if you do, you have a much better chance of surviving. Hey, get your shots. I don't like wearing masks. And it's you people who aren't getting the shots that has brought this mask thing back. I'm just saying. Take care.
Well, first of all, everything that O.J. Simpson, now the late O.J. Simpson, dies today, 76, from cancer. Everything he says there in that video, of course, is inaccurate. It wasn't the unvaccinated that were filling the hospitals. It was the vaccinated. That's the real data. It wasn't really the vaccinated or the unvaccinated forcing us to wear masks. That was government policy lunacy from Anthony Fauci, who admitted they did nothing. And then crazed lunatics who just want to tell you what to do with a mask on your face. But today, O.J. Simpson dies from a battle with cancer. And, of course, you'd have to assume that he took the vaccine. Now, it's very likely O.J. could have been paid. We know that the government and these health care bureaucracies were paying people to promote COVID propaganda and to promote the vaccines. That came out. Major influencers on their Instagram and TikToks came out and said, hey, I was given these offers. I just had to come on here and promote the vaccine and I'd get paid. So, was O.J. Simpson paid to promote that? Did O.J. Simpson take the vaccine? Did that then lead to him getting a turbo cancer, which then killed him just a few short years later? We're all asking the same thing. But I'm sure it's just a coincidence that all these people that said, hey, get the vaccine, I'm taking the vaccine, I took my booster, and then they get cancer. I'm sure that's just a coincidence. I'm sure it's just a coincidence now that every individual that got the vaccine ends up getting COVID, many of them back in the hospital. Meanwhile, the unvaccinated are not getting cancer, are not getting COVID. So, this isn't to mock the dead here. And the story of O.J. Simpson is obviously infamous in its own right. This is to highlight the continuation of the reality playing out that the COVID-19 vaccines are killing people, giving people turbo cancers, giving people heart disease. They knew it the entire time. And O.J. Simpson might just be the last example that we have. Not the final, but the most recent. Seemed awfully healthy when he was shooting that video telling you to get your shot, blaming everything on the unvaccinated, like he was probably told to do. So we don't mock the dead. We don't celebrate that. But it's just more evidence that these vaccines are killing people left and right, folks. They mandated.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're absolutely loaded today. A part two comes out from Sound Investigations, where that Obenus. Talking about, oh, we set up Alex Jones. We made sure to take his money, cut his legs off. Well, now there's a part two, and now he's talking about how Ukraine is basically a deep state operation run by the CIA. So I'm going to get more into that. It's just insane, honestly. It's just I can't even wrap my head around how absolutely bat crap crazy the American left has gone. And that's one example with that guy bragging about a whatever involvement he does or doesn't have in the CIA eating hamburger lettuce. Just hamburger lettuce. That's it. He just eats hamburger lettuce. Well, probably a rule of thumb: don't trust anybody that just eats hamburger lettuce. And you've got that going on. You've got all these different left-wing ad firms now convincing these companies that, oh, you need to market to trans kids, and you need to market to, hold on, let me make sure I read this correctly for you. LGBTQIAASP2+. Did you get all that? That was a bit of a... Here, let's give it again. LGBTQIAASP2+. So these big left-wing ad firms, and they get the Dylan Mulvaney's, and they convince Bud Light and all these other companies, you need to market to trans kids. You need to market to the trans folk and the LGBTQIAASP2+. So what? Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's... That's advanced. That's advanced algebra. Maybe they're onto something here. Oh, it's advanced algebra, all right, buddy. You just can't understand it. And then you have Lori Lightfoot, the disgraced mayor of Chicago. She's going to be investigating Tiffany Henyard, the next disgraced mayor of a town outside of Chicago. And she's going to be getting paid $400 an hour to cover it up. I mean, this is just insane. Joe Biden, and he comes out and says, he's like, yeah, it's totally illegal for us to forgive the student debt, but we're going to do it anyway. What a lie. There is no such thing as canceling student debt. There is no such thing as forgiving student debt. Somebody's paying that debt, just not the person that took out the loan, just not the person that signed their name that they would pay off the debt. You're paying off the debt. See? And they just lie. They say, oh, it's cancellation. Isn't it great? We're canceling the debt. You're not canceling any debt. You're lying. Someone else is paying that debt. You're just trying to buy votes. U.S. Navy deletes photo of ship commander shooting rifle with backwards scope. There was an official Navy ad. They put it up, promoted it on their social media. They had the scope on the wrong way. Oh, yeah. Remember? Remember, this is the same American left that thinks islands float and might capsize if the weight isn't equally distributed? Yeah. This is the same Democrat Party leadership that thinks the moon is made of gas. And you can kind of get kind of close to the sun. It's not impossible. You can get kind of close to the sun, says Sheila Jackson Lee. Same people. Same people that told you to get a vaccine. O.J. Simpson promotes the vaccine, dies of cancer a few years later. And the same people that have the open southern border policy, which is getting completely out of control. And at this point, even Governor Abbott is part of the problem. And yeah, you know what? His policy that started a few months ago, actually stopping the illegals from getting in or trying to deter them to go to other states, that has worked to an extent. It's 3 years too late, but it has worked to an extent. But it hasn't really accomplished the goal, which is to stop the illegal immigrants, because now they just go to Arizona, New Mexico, or California. So they're still getting in. The numbers haven't gone down. Just they've gone down in Texas, but not overall. And then there's this video today, busloads. What you're seeing on the screen here, busloads, hundreds, thousands, I mean, try to count them. It's like a New York Knicks game just got let out at Penn Station, train station in New York City. Shock video. Hundreds of illegals flood Penn Station in New York City. Large crowd of illegal immigrants guided through New York City transit hub by police and activists. Migrants covered in gang tattoos seen amongst the new arrivals. And it's of all different backgrounds from all different countries. You've got children. Footage shot by journalists with Viral News New York City shows a massive crowd of illegal immigrants making their way through the transit hub under the guidance of activists and New York police officers on Tuesday. They are believed, and this is the problem, from Viral News New York City, they are believed to have come from Texas, and they went from Texas to New Jersey to New York City, where they were placed in cabs and taken to the Roosevelt Migrant Intake Center. So I guess the theory is that their trip goes from Texas to New Jersey, New Jersey to New York City at the Penn Station, final drop-off, and then they can get in cabs and all these other things, whatever ride service. And then there you have them arriving at their final destination, five-star hotels downtown New York City, going for $300, $400 a night. And I guess the hotel owners love it, right? Because now you don't have to worry about vacancies. The government has just bought your entire hotel out for the illegal immigrants. So you don't even have to worry about the vacancies. And you're making more money than ever before. Plus, they're paying extra help for security and other things that the illegal immigrants need. So your staff has a lot of the burden removed as well. Who knows? You might even be able to cut some staff loose. So you're just loving it if you're these hotel owners. Are you betraying your country? Well, are you aiding and abetting in a crime? Well, we're not worried about that. I mean, it's just total insanity. And it's like you have these pro-Palestinian protesters out here. I mean, we've just gone full retard, okay? What in the hell? You're out here in your pro-Palestinian protest, and now it's merging with this illegal immigrant arrival. I mean, it's just total insanity. It's just total lunacy. It's the signs of a lost nation. It's the signs of a broken civilization. It's the signs of a deranged and demented people. And that's what it is. That's what we have. This is so senseless. But here's the problem, getting back to it. Let's say they do come from Texas. Why the hell are we paying? Why the hell are we paying to have a bus or hundreds of buses take illegal immigrants from Texas to New York City? Why in the hell are we doing that? Here. Let's put this into a bit of perspective. Why would the Democrats want illegal immigrants in New York, in Illinois, specifically, or Colorado? Or California? Why would they? Why would it be a bad decision for Abbott to send these illegal immigrants to New York or Chicago or Denver? Because they get counted on the census. And so these states, these...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Spending and 1,000-page-long bills that nobody reads. The Republicans and Democrats will get behind closed doors, and the Democrats will say, okay, you want us to vote for this bill to put a question on the census of, are you a citizen? Okay, well, here's what we want. And then they add three other lines to it. We want this funding for this illegal immigrant status. We want this for that. We want this for that. And so, okay, now you got four lines and four items on the bill. And then the Republicans say, well, okay, if we're going to give you that, then we want this, that, and the other thing, too. And then you got six, seven lines and six, seven items on the bill. And then it goes back and forth until there's 30 items from each side. Pork barrel spending out the wazoo. And then somehow, the original intention of getting the citizenship question on the census is gone. That's how Congress works. So if I was a betting man, I'd say that we're not going to get this to pass. Because that's how corrupt our system is. And even the Republican Party that might have a majority in the House has corrupt individuals that are either just outright corrupt or just Democrats pretending to be Republicans, like Dan Crenshaw, who will sabotage any agenda the Republicans have in the House. So let's get back to the issue. This is advanced gerrymandering. So, okay, we can talk about the Electoral College, and we can talk about each number of electoral votes that the states get and how this inflates blue states' numbers, like Colorado, which is a blue state now, and Illinois and New York City and California. They get to inflate their Electoral College numbers with illegal immigrants. But what else do they do that James Comer points out there? They inflate their representation in Congress. And then they can engage in even more gerrymandering. So they inflate the population density, the population in blue cities like Chicago, like New York City. And then they have to redistrict. And what do they do when they redistrict? Have you ever looked at a district map? Pull up any major metropolitan area. Pull up any blue city district map, and it looks like the dumbest thing you've ever seen in your life. Look at Houston. Look at Chicago. Look at New York City. Why do these district breakdowns make no sense at all? Well, they do make sense if you're thinking politically. They do make sense if you're thinking about how to split votes so that Democrats always win. Then they make sense, and that's how they draw the districts. So they say, well, we've got this population boom, we've got this population density, we've got these new demographics, because now the Democrats write laws that say you have to consider demographics when writing congressional maps. Well, why would they do that? Because they want to win. That's all it is. That's all it is. Why do they draw up maps that look like hooks and ladders? And because they're drawing them up so that the Democrats win every race. And then you get the illegal immigrant boom, and you get to redistrict. And so what happens? Well, you have the downtown areas that are mostly blue and have one set of demographics. But the Democrats say, no, you can't have that. We need to distribute demographics. And so they draw these lines and these hooks and these ladders. And what ends up happening is all the areas outside of the city, which are red, they then siphon votes. And they do this mathematically. They do this very precise. They know exactly what they're doing. And so they redistrict and they draw the maps so that they siphon just enough votes from the inner city into the county areas so that Democrats win those races too. So instead of having a population-dense area in an inner city that might be 80%, maybe 90% Democrat, they then fraction it off and split these votes into all these red counties so that now you've got, well, maybe downtown is now 60% blue, but now all these other counties that would normally be 80% red, now they're like 50-50. That's what they do. That's what James Comer is talking about here. That's why illegal immigrants shouldn't count on the census. And so again, you go back to the original question, but you got to zoom in on the cities to really see it. Doing the state view like that doesn't do it justice. You got to zoom in on the cities and look at these district maps. It's clown world. Say, so wait, why does it look like that? Why would the Democrats do that? Why would the Democrats, from even Obama's years, 20 years ago, Obama years, why would the Democrats go from being anti-illegal immigration to pro-illegal immigration? I mean, 20 years ago, the Democrat stance, in the 90s, the Democrat stance was Republicans are pro-illegal immigrants because the rich businessmen want that cheap labor. Even just recently enough, as Barack Obama, they were anti-illegal immigration as policies. So why the change? Because for Democrats, it's all about raw power. It's not really about policy. The Democrat Party policy will change depending on what's advantageous for them to maintain power. So that's why they don't want a citizenship question on the census. That's why they want open borders. They want the power. But of course, it's not that they even want the power. Of course, they do want the power. But it's not that they want the power. They need the power. They need the power. How can you, as a leftist, which is what the Democrats are now, how can you, as a leftist, actually enforce your policies without power? You can't. You can't force Americans to stop eating meat. You can't force Americans to stop driving a gas-powered vehicle. You can't force Americans to stop having a gas-powered stove. You can't force Americans to take a vaccine or wear a mask. You can't do that unless you have power. So every policy that the Democrats want to enact needs power. And in order to attain power in the United States of America, you have to do so politically. So every measurement they make is how can they get more power to influence, interfere, and control your life. So you'd think common sense. We should have a citizenship question on the census to find out how many citizens are here and non-citizens are here. The Democrats aren't interested because that would do them a disservice. It would hurt their power. So we'll see how this goes, but it will be another example. And you hope that the people in New York and Chicago and Denver that normally vote Democrat are watching what's happening with this illegal immigrant issue. I mean, the numbers, the money that is pouring in to these illegal immigrants. I mean, it's just every day. 10 million here, 90 million there, 900 million there. All for illegal immigrants. While the average American is suffering financially. I mean, we can talk about Bidenomics when we get back. The news on that front's pretty wild, too. But hey, why should the American be good?
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
There's more on this illegal immigrant issue.
That tells me what to do. Sometimes
it's easy. It's just Americans have to understand why the Democrats do what they do. It's all measured. It's all at the attempt to gain as much political power as they possibly can because they cannot enforce their policy without it. So they need to control Congress. They need to control the White House. Otherwise, how are they going to tell you how to live your life, which is what the left does. That's the classical political left wing paradigm. communism, socialism, telling you how to live your life. You, an American, want the freedom to decide how to live your life. You, the American, have a birthright to determine your destiny. But not if the American left has their way. So that's why it's important for people to understand how this all works and why it seems to go against all common sense, this illegal immigration that the Biden administration is bringing in, and then not wanting to have a question of citizenship on the census. No, it actually makes perfect sense when you realize that the entire aim of the Democrat Party is power. Now everything makes sense. But they also like to kind of bitch slap you around, too. Make sure you know that the illegal immigrant criminals can get out of prison, but not you. Migrant repeat offenders viciously attack cops during bus for ransacking New York City Target. A crew of Venezuelan migrants, likely gang members with rap sheets, allegedly pounced on New York's finest after getting caught red-handed stealing from an Upper East Side Target, and most of them are now back on the streets. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Why in the hell is Greg Abbott dumb, or is he doing what the Democrats want him to do? Is he doing what the World Economic Forum wants him to do? Why would Greg Abbott continue to send illegal immigrants and bus illegal immigrants to New York instead of sending them back to Mexico? Or just keep them in Texas? And look, as somebody that's in Texas, you think I like that? Of course not. I don't like seeing what they do to El Paso and McAllen and all these other areas. But, I mean, let's think strategically here. If you're not going to send them back to Mexico, or you're not going to send them back to whatever country they came from, and then you're going to send them to New York and do the Democrats a favor, and you think, oh, well, this is going to politically hurt them. Really? Are you sure about that? Why not come out? You've already done that stunt. Didn't change anything. Notice how nothing changed. So you already made your stunt, and maybe it hurt the Democrats politically, maybe it didn't, but you've made your stunt, you've played your hand. Maybe now it's time for a change of tact. Maybe now it's time to play a new hand and say, okay, we've got a new strategy here. And just get whatever billions of dollars from the Biden administration. I don't like any of this. I'd send them home and just say, okay, we're going to build massive illegal immigrant shelters like they have in New York and other places. The Biden administration can pay for it. The American people can pay for it. And then you come out and you make a public statement and you say, wow, I realize now why the Democrats want illegal immigrants in their cities, because it increases their population and their census count and their congressional mapping. So we're going to do that for Texas now. Go ahead. Let's see it. You've already made your political stunt sending them to these Democrat cities that claim they want them and then complain when they get them. So now, why don't you keep them here and say, you know what, we're going to increase our population so that we can have more congressional seats and that we can have more electoral college votes. How about that? Come out and make that statement, Greg. Don't worry. They beat police officers. They rob convenience stores. They rape people. It's just illegal immigrant crime, these gang members, carjackings, home invasions, and then they get released right back out on the streets. But they get released right back out on the streets. But if you share Ashley Biden's diary with the press, you're going to jail for a month. So they now confirm it's real. And so I guess, jeez. These Democrats are just sick, man. They are just truly, truly sick people. There's no other way to put it. Just sick people. And then you get this this clown show. CIA wants wants Congress to expand top secret eavesdropping program to fight against fentanyl crisis. It's all coming in from the southern border. They all know it. This is a huge joke. Tucson CBP agent sees enough fentanyl and meth to kill billions of people. Folks, everybody knows the fentanyl comes in from the southern border. And they say, gee, the CIA is going to get down to the bottom of this. CIA says, well, gee, we need to do more. We need to figure out where this fentanyl is coming from. So we need to spy. We need more spy power. Yeah. We don't know where it's coming from. We have no idea. We just can't figure it out. So give us more power to spy on the American people. We just have no idea where it's coming from. It's actually like a big joke. I happened to meet a couple fentanyl dealers in prison. Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, they don't mince their words. They're like, oh, yeah, all of it comes from the southern border. And it either comes from China, but it all goes through Mexico. And the Mexican cartels are basically the middleman for China, but some of it gets developed south of the border as well. And then they work with the gangs. They work with the gangs, the North American gangs, and they bring them in. The loads of fentanyl. I met them. They told me the whole thing. They're like, yeah, it's not a secret. Everybody knows it. And one guy's like, well, you know, Biden was really good for my business because it was hard to, you'd have to pay a lot of money before to get a mule to actually bring the drugs across. In the Trump years, nobody wanted to bring the drugs across. It was a big risk. And so you'd have to pay a mule a real hefty amount of money if you could even find one. A lot of times you'd have to do it yourself, and that's how people would wind up in prison. So these big drug dealers, when Biden got in, they're like, this is the greatest thing ever. They can pay a mule cheap, or they can do it themselves now because the risk of getting pulled over or getting stopped at the border has gone down significantly. This is like open common rhetoric in the drug game. And this one guy's like, well, yeah, I'd have to pay a mule a lot of money, and it would hurt my bottom line, or I'd have to go do it, and I'd have to risk going to prison. Some people would get caught when Trump was president, but with Biden in there, it's like, it's so easy. It's just a joke. We're making so much more money now. But he's also got kids. And he's kind of looking back, and he's like, well, yeah, I kind of support Biden, but man, what kind of future is this country going to have for my kids? So, I mean, it's like, even the people bringing this in know, well, there's certain advantages. But hey, guys, the CIA doesn't know where the fentanyl's coming from, and they need to spy on you, and they need to eavesdrop to try to figure out where it's coming from, because we just don't know. I mean, everybody and their mama knows, but not the CIA. The Central Intelligence Agency has no idea where the fentanyl is coming from. They need to spy on you to try to figure it out. I'll tell you right here, Southern...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Knicks game just got let out of Madison Square Garden, except there wasn't a Knicks game in town. Oh, well, what is that? Oh, it's just illegal immigrants arriving from Texas. Another day, another arrival. Very frustrating stuff. Man, I am jonesing here. I'm jonesing. No pun intended. I'm jonesing for some InfoWars coffee. What's frustrating is I've got the cup on my desk right here, but it's too hot, so I can't drink it. Very frustrating. You know what I mean? You ever have that? Where you just want to take a big gulp of some nice, fresh, bold-tasting coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, but it's too hot to consume? So you kind of take the hit. You burn your tongue a little, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. I'd love to take a nice, big gulp of that, but it's just piping hot right now, just fresh off the coffee pot there. So that's right, the tip of the spear dark roast coffee, bold flavor at InfoWarsStore.com, and it powers us through long days at the studio, long days at the office. It can work for you too. In fact, if you got an office, I'd purchase a bunch of that coffee from InfoWarsStore.com and just keep it hot, keep it fresh, and your staff is going to love you. They're going to love that coffee. They're going to love you for having that coffee around, keeping a hot, fresh pot around. And it might even increase productivity. It might even increase productivity and morale. So just a recommendation. I'd keep the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com around if I were you at your business. Just one of the great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com that helps us stay on the air despite all the attacks, which we're going to get into that in a second with some more news coming up. But so you see all the attacks against us, and really it's not fair to say you've only seen the tip of the iceberg, because obviously we've seen a lot of the iceberg at this point. But there's still a lot of the stuff that you don't even see that goes on here on a day-to-day, and it's just wild. It's just wild. Most people in media don't have to deal with this stuff. They can just focus on doing media. The things that we have to deal with and then still do live media, there's nothing like InfoWars on the planet. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All the great supplements, the water filters, the emergency food supplies, stuff that you need, InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. So a second video now, and I guess I have time to just roll this. So we'll just roll the whole thing. Second, part two of this claimed CIA agent, Obinus, now talking about Ukraine being a well-known secret that it's run by the State Department. Here it is.
What are we doing?
Whatever we need to.
We're under State Department cover.
So Ukraine doesn't even know that CIA is there?
Oh, they know.
Oh, do they?
I mean, it's a well-known secret, right?
Right.
Because we're the central intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
We give them intelligence and advice all the time.
I mean, advisors.
Right. This is what the U.S. would do.
Okay.
I did what they call the credible fear interviews for people who seek asylum. I did that for like 3,000 people. Most of the people get there knowing they're not going to qualify, but they try. Because, you know, if you do it enough times, you get a sympathetic ear, and they're like, approved.
Recall Gavin Oblinus, the CIA officer who currently manages multi-million dollar contracts across government agencies and private sector vendors. Before the CIA, Oblinus worked for the FBI and then briefly for Homeland Security.
What's my final authority for him to be? Yeah, I do have a copy of the paper.
Now I can tell
this
my
guy really is.
See, there you go.
Says, congratulations, has the seal on it.
Let me pull out of this, and we'll play the rest of this in the five-minute segment coming up, because I want to follow it up, and I want to play something from Congressman Troy Nels. But because this is the proper response that we're about to get from Troy Nels, because it's likely this Obinus guy is just a loser. And he's bloviating there to try to impress somebody he meets on a Grindr date. And who knows what real intel he has or access he has or anything. To me, it looks like it's likely this guy is just bragging and really has nothing to do with any of it. Now, having said that, he might be repeating things he hears around the office. He might represent the same mindset of the people that have the powers and the people that are in the field and running these operations. That's the big question. But, I mean, this guy's just a clown. Oh, I can't tell you who I work with. You work for the CIA? Yeah, I work for the CIA. Oh, I can't tell you how much money the contracts I sign are worth. You signed $300 million contracts? Yeah, I signed $300 million contracts. Yeah, that's me. As he sits there and eats hamburger lettuce. So, I mean, it's likely this guy is just a bloviating homo trying to impress a Grindr date. And he likely has nothing to do with any operations at all. But that doesn't take away from the legitimacy here that these things are likely still going on, and he's probably just overhearing them or seeing them, or he's a desk jockey, and he deals with the transcripts or he deals with the audio recordings when people are talking about this stuff, whether it's destroying Alex Jones or running Ukraine. Now, here's the response from Troy Nels, and why I haven't heard this from other members of Congress, specifically the Republican Party, is part of the problem. But here's Troy Nels with Benny Johnson addressing these videos.
You say that only Donald Trump
Nothing's going to change until Donald Trump gets back into office. And you put your money where your mouth is, or at least your fashion where your mouth is during the State of the Union. We'll never forget your Never Surrender shirt. I think that's the official Trump shirt from the Trump store with Donald Trump's mugshot on it. And your exquisite bow tie along with the Lincoln Riley pin. And so some of your colleagues there, obviously just wearing the suit and tie. But you, sir, went big.
Yeah, I like the bow tie. Probably need to cut back on the brownies and the cookies. You can see that a little bit. But overall, I thought I looked damper that evening. And it just was there to send the message. And that is, I and the people, the patriots across this gate country, that is part of that mega movement, that Make America Great Again movement. I just want to let the American people know that there are people in Congress that supports Donald J. Trump to the end, and I will fight like hell, do everything I possibly can, that he can come back, get reelected, and save this country. He's got to save our country. He's the only one that can do it. We had a pretty decent group on the stage, but nobody compares to Donald J. Trump. So once we get Trump in there, all of our country's ills will end. They'll all end. He'll fix it all. He will end the war in Ukraine. I predict Donald Trump wins. Putin's out of Ukraine by April 1st. He's gone.
That's our dream. That's our dream. As a father, as somebody who's going to eventually have draft-age children, I don't want war. I don't want it. As a taxpayer, I don't want war.
God bless you. God bless your listeners. You're doing a hell of a job, Benny. Keep it up, buddy. This is what we need. We are being silenced. We are being silenced by the dishonest media, the greatest threat to our country, the dishonest media. So it's individuals like you and others. And Alex Jones, if you're listening, Alex Jones, you have a right to be a little bit flustered, right? Your feathers should be flustered right now with what that agent, that former CIA guy or that CIA guy said about you. And same with Tucker. I'll tell you, go after him. Go after him. This weaponization that the Republicans have said has happened with the DOJ, it's true, America. They're coming after Donald Trump. They're coming after anybody that's a mega movement individual. We got to push back. Let's win Trump 2020.
Just really quickly, since you brought it up, would you be in favor of subpoenas to figure out if this guy is telling the truth about Alex Jones, if they were targeted?
Listen, everybody says a lot of stuff up here, Betty. You say this, you say that, this guy. I kind of looked at the guy. He looked a little like he's a little different. But what I would do is I would try to confirm, verify what he said. And if it's true, and if it's accurate, I think Alex Jones should go after. They should go after the federal government.
So there it is. Congressman Troy Nels encourages Alex Jones to go after the government organizations that one contractor claims are targeting him. But that's right. That guy needs to be subpoenaed immediately. And this is good. Obviously, for us to expose it, dealing with us, it's not just about us. It's about this is how corrupt our government is. And then all these other individuals that are on hidden camera. We got another one with James O'Keefe coming up, too. Why aren't they being subpoenaed for the things they admit? Subpoena their ass. Get them to testify under oath. This is out of control at this point.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.